Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Russia invades. That means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again. Then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
But how will you do that exactly? Since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control.
We will. I promise you we'll be able to do it.
All right, Simon, this is a short little segment. We joined some stations later, but what you said is dead on. I'm going to take it as a clip out and put it on band.video and infowars.com this afternoon after the live show's over. So you got 4 minutes. You got the floor. What else do you want to tell people?
Well, I think when people want to know the history of the events in Ukraine, it's very informative for people, especially if they prefer audiovisual methods of learning, to see the Oliver Stone documentary, Ukraine on Fire, which I would suggest is quite a balanced version of events. Going forward, though, we've got to really look at how we now have split control of the House and Senate. But I still fear that this is not going to turn off the taps for the funding for Ukraine. So we're still going to be seeing massive amounts of U.S. taxpayer funding going into a program that really is not for the benefit of any of the citizenry of the United States. I'm trying to cover a lot of these events on Twitter. I joined that recently on advice of some of actually your staff. I'm now on there with the handle Simon from Florida. I'm putting out about 100 tweets a day, so I'm very...
Well, you know what you're talking about, Simon from Florida. I'd like to have you on as a guest, so since you're a public person, talk to my crew. We can find out who you are behind the scenes. You can remain anonymous, but I'd like to have you on to give your take on things, maybe in a commercial-free podcast. Pulling back from this, watching the State of the Union, the Republicans fetishistically wear American flags, even though they help work against our national interests as well, most of them. But suddenly, they weren't even wearing American flags. They were all wearing lapels and American Ukraine ties. So what does that say when you watch your State of the Union, and it's like one day you're occupied by rainbow flags, the next day it's Ukrainian flags? That's a very disconcerting thing for me.
Well, we've seen that to an incredible extent in the Houses of Parliament as well, and many, many other European capitals. In terms of the whole digitalization of the world, in terms of like digital ID and having all these government networks tied together, it's important if people look back just into 2019, 2020, 2021, that you had Zelensky and his Minister for Digital Services boasting that Ukraine would be the most digitalized country in the world, at the same time as they were very heavily promoting the whole LGBTQ agenda. So it's not just one thing. It's not just like oil.
Oh, yeah, no. They're exporting this whole corporate culture over there.
Yes, and it's being pushed hard, you know, all across the world. Now we're seeing certain countries, Russia amongst them, but also in Africa and South America, where we're saying that their populations just don't want to accept that kind of culture.
Wow. So do you think Russia sends this big counteroffensive or offensive in the next 10 days?
Well, I think it's very important that the Chinese foreign ministry have put out a statement in the morning our time, kind of like last night, saying that they accept the account of Seymour Hersh. And the Russians have been more restrained, and they've said that America has a lot of questions to answer. But I think that now, the day after this happened, the Russians and Chinese announced a third pipeline from Russia to China. China.
You should probably come on as a guest. I'll get your info. Give us your Twitter one more time.
It's the handle is Simon from Florida, and it's the at Simon.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Reporting live from San Diego, California. We are here at the Pfizer location here. We are wondering if they may be possibly doing gain-of-function or directed evolution studies here.
To be honest, I'm getting chills when I look at these things. It's very scary to imagine that just this piece of glass could be all that's between us and the lab leak here in San Diego. What's really going on here at Pfizer?
We've been kicked off the campus for taking some innocuous footage of what appears to be a bioweapons-type lab, much like the one in Wuhan.
Here I have brought them a copy of the Nuremberg Code. And they're also in violation of the International Bioweapons Convention. We're going to see if the police are actually going to show up and stop us from exercising our First Amendment.
Excuse me, sir. How do you feel about protecting the drug?
Stop what you are doing! Put down the Petri dish! Step away from the glove box! We're not in lockdowns! Cooking up viruses so we can make money off of the so-called cash cow that your mRNA director said you are doing!
Are you concerned with the recent situation of dying suddenly? Are you concerned that Project Veritas may have people in your building? The people of Earth are onto you. We know what they're doing. Pfizer is committing felony. Pfizer is committing war crimes. How do you feel working for a company that funds satanic rituals on television? Brought to you by Pfizer. Every news program on TV, brought to you by Pfizer. Did you watch that video by Project Veritas? Did you watch it?
Did you watch it, sir? Did you see the video?
All right, we're going back to your calls in about 25, 30 minutes. Everybody that's holding, we'll get to every one of you. Deshaun is up next. And Tove. And then Steve and Scott and Robert, Dave. We're going to get to all of you. But I wanted to get Matt Baker on. He's based in San Diego. He's a popular talk show. Political and social activist who's known for his viral clips confronting tyranny, the leftist agenda, name of the lockdowns. And he is at band.video. /slave to liberty and Instagram MattBaker_unhinged. He went out and exposed the Pfizer facility, shoots video through the windows with all these bio level 4 looking special rooms and the robot arms. And I wanted to get more of what happened and more of what's unfolding. This is a great idea to have citizens go out and peacefully, not just protest, but report on what's happening. It's not just the media that's reporters. It's we the people. So Matt Baker, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me one more time. Today, I am like a singularity, pregnant, ready to explode with the infinite possibilities of creation. There's so many things going on in the world right now. I mean, where do we begin? We'll start with my video. I was listening to the show today, so I've been paying attention to all of your particular topics. But the idea that we are sitting here and they are telling us that they are mutating viruses and they are telling us that their vaccines don't work. And they are telling us that they know myocarditis is a problem. And we see the people dropping dead. And they say they're going to use a cash cow to continually create random viruses in the future. Jordan Tristan Walker says, oh, the idea that the Wuhan strain came from nature is BS. In his own words, he says it a little bit more literally. And he says, well, basically, we're like, well, why don't we do that? So they see what the big boys are doing. The real G's behind the scenes are like, hey, we can get in on the action. We know how this is done. We're going to mutate our own viruses. We're going to have our own cash cows. And we are taking it! Well, I'm not taking it. I think everyone should be out there. The whole place, you can practically hear the birds chirping in the trees. They're out there working in their little labs with nothing. With nothing happening, no resistance, no pushback. They should have to go through a picket line at every one of these locations with people with signs of viruses, Nuremberg Code.
Well, I'll tell you what's crazy. You're just shooting video through the front door, and there's like bioweapon labs and like robot arms and all the bubbles and stuff right there.
Well, let me tell you, that's not the front door. I walked around and I was kind of looking around for possibilities.
Point is, at ground level, you can see that's dealing with dangerous contagions when they do that.
Exactly. So those are what they call glove boxes, and that's so that they have containment within those glove boxes, and they work in there so they can work on their viruses or whatever the hell they're working on in there. And we know what they're working on. But so they're working in there with these little rubber gloves in this situation. They have the special gases and the whole thing. That place right there is working on vaccines. We know that for a fact. And the more I've looked into this, the more I've studied it, anyone who's working on vaccines is working with viruses. They are working with rare strains. They are working on pushing them in different directions, you know, creating different temperatures, different oxygen levels to create different strains. They're picking.
Well, they're accelerating their evolution. That's their own emissions, which is gain of function.
Exactly. Every time, all you want, part of my French, I don't care what it's called, you shouldn't be doing it, and people on Earth need to freaking do something about it.
Well, I agree with you. It's a felony, like 40 years in prison to do gain of function. I looked at the law. We had the guy that wrote the law on the show, Dr. Francis Boyle. I mean, these people are engaged in crime in front of us. And exactly. where are the attorney generals of the states? Where are the prosecutors? Where's Garrison here? They admit in their own memos they're mutating and accelerating and making them more deadly and more communicable. So it's open and shut. Indict them now. It'll all stop.
No. So we know, and even the vaccines themselves are directed evolution. Everyone knows the old axiom. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So what doesn't kill you, if this vaccine doesn't kill any viruses, it might take out the weak ones. All it does is create new ones and create environmental pressures to push these vaccines into mutation.
And that's why Bill Gates said the public are basically terrorists. They'll create the next plague. They are injecting this and creating the new mutations.
That's right. And so what are the people going to do? Are we going to sit back? I mean, are we going to wait for these politicians, these corrupt bastards who are all on the payroll? But if you listen to Trisha Walker's video, thank God for Project Veritas and thank God for James O'Keefe, and Project Veritas is nothing without him. The idea that they're going to start the people. I was on a live spaces last night talking about sorry to jag off, but it's all connected.
No, let's talk about O'Keefe. Their statement from the board basically says they're removing him. So this is horrible.
Yeah, and then there's all of a sudden there's this big live space on Twitter, which I have a pretty decent following on there now. You can follow me at slave_2_liberty. Okay, so I go on there. I'm like, oh, I want to weigh in on this. And there's these people on there talking about, well, like, pretending they're on our side, pretending they like Project Veritas and what it's doing. They're like, well, if James O'Keefe doesn't have a plan for Project Veritas, then he's a bad leader. What could
this all happened with his biggest report ever 2 weeks ago that sent shockwaves to the power structure. They've got the FBI investigating him. We know the FBI's got a gun to their head.
Exactly. So he blows the dam. He shoots the Death Star, and now they're out for Luke
exactly.
Skywalker.
Luke Skywalker blows up the Death Star, and now Luke Skywalker's got to go away.
Yeah, and speaking of which, I have to give a shout-out to the cameraman who went out there, brave dude, went out there, helped me a lot when the cops showed up. He's very well researched on the legalities of things. And his name, just real quick before we go on, I'll forget, is at Luke Sly, as in on the sly, Waker. So he's waking people up on the sly.
Luke Sly Waker.
Waker, yes. Thank you so much for coming out there. We were so much more powerful together. I normally have to do this myself, holding the camera.
We got
to
come together. We got to come together. Beautiful.
that microphone I'm holding, okay? You know, Rob Dude's like, what kind of equipment do you have? I don't have any equipment, okay? This is a paper towel, this is a sticker, and this microphone doesn't even work, okay? This is a paper towel, okay? I have nothing. All I have is my soul and my spirit. You are a human being. You can get out there. You can make a difference. Why is there not a line of people in front of your local?
Why don't you do this? Why don't you announce a peaceful demonstration and media event? Why don't you pick or somebody to come out? How about Sunday at 3 o'clock at Pfizer in San Diego?
Hey, 3 o'clock, Pfizer. I can make that happen. Let's do it. I want everyone out there. I know there's my San Diego Freedom Fighters. We go down and we fight the boards. We fight the school boards. But meanwhile, the people who are literally threatening to kill us and
put
us
in. Don't let me pick the date. When can you be there for 2 hours, Matt? We'll tell everybody to go there.
I honestly can't think about it right now. My brain is in a million directions. I'll just stick with Sunday, 3 o'clock. Sounds good to me. Hit me up on my Twitter. Hit me up on my Instagram. Let's do direct message on Twitter. Hit me up at /2_liberty.
Stay there. Let's come back and talk about big picture and more.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Videos confronting city councils during lockdowns, you name it. There's his own great talk show. You can find it at MattBreaker_unhinged on Instagram, band.video, Slave and Liberty, and as you mentioned, Twitter earlier, Slave and Liberty. That big picture, though, you're on to something here. I've gone and protested the New York Pfizer facility, others have, peacefully exposing them and then putting it out online. But we need big demonstrations like they have in Europe, because these are the folks that have been caught killing so many people. Other comments on that? Your view on the Nord Stream pipeline, that news coming out, just everything that's happening?
Yeah, actually, I was kind of told that I was going to get an hour, so I had a whole thing planned.
Well, I tell you, let's do that. I thought it was 30 minutes. We got calls, so we roll with calls with us, but go ahead.
Actually, I would love to do a call section. I've been wanting to do that, itching to do that. The pipeline. Well, I mean, qui bono, as they say in Latin, who benefits? And we know that the Russians do not benefit from blowing up their own pipeline. Let's put it that way. I'm so glad you guys finally pulled out that Biden clip, because you were mentioning it earlier. And I'm like, Mike, you know, we like remember these things. We're like, we have a memory. It's like Biden said, we're going to blow it up. That's why I had the shades on, actually. It was up. No, no, we're going to blow it up. Oh, no, we're going to take out the pipeline. No, no, we're going to take out the pipeline. You want to worry, your gas prices are so high. I don't worry about it, kid. Don't worry about it, Jack. Hey, don't jump. We know your gas prices are high. Don't jump, man. Hey, we know the viruses are coming up. They're going everywhere. Don't jump, man. Come on, man. So, obviously, Biden did it. He said he was going to do it. Why would he not do it? I mean, not Biden, the powers that be, the puppets that operate the animatronic Biden did it. And let me tell you this. Okay, so I live in a one-bedroom house in San Diego. Now, it's not cheap because I am in San Diego, California, and the prices are way high here, and the sun and weather does make it worthwhile, regardless of the lunatics that we got to deal with. My bill for gas was 3 times, 300% it went up, okay? So the people want to know, why is it 300% up? And the reason is because the global market for gas is global. And so the price goes up a little bit when there's a little bit less. When there becomes a lot less, the people absolutely need it and they can charge whatever the hell they want for it. If grannies are about to die, they don't care how much it's going to cost. They're going to turn up that heater. And that's where they've got the world, right there on the edge where there's just enough to keep it going. And if they want to click it off, they can. And let's put it this way. Here in San Diego, we already have literally, and I'm not making this up either, the highest electricity price in the country. And our local commissar, Todd Gloria, has went along with this globalist thing and said, we're going to stop gas stoves in San Diego. So my house is on gas. And traditionally, it was always cheaper running the gas stoves and running the gas heaters. And so now they're going to force you.
Exactly. That's what they've said. We're going to make gas so expensive you can't use it. Same thing with coal. Same thing with oil.
Exactly. And they said that. Obama said it. Yeah, sure. You can have your coal plant. You just won't be able to afford it. And then they do it. And then they wonder why it's happening. People are literally getting kicked out of their houses. If you can't afford to pay your rent, you have to put your electric bill on. You have to run your electricity. You can't have them shut off your electricity in the winter. Even out here, it's been cold. You know, people are putting it on.
And now Biden hired 87,000 IRS agents, in his own words, to go after waiters who pay a fraction of the taxes. Total harassment.
Exactly. Because like we know, the New World Order, the people that are already in the system that work for corporations, maybe they have a kid or two, you know, they're not too big of a problem because they're already on the teat. They're already getting the meetings. They already have to do the training, you know, like, oh, you know, gender training and inclusivity training at work if they say something wrong. So they've already got them in their little mind control box. The people who they don't have are people like me who run their own businesses, who can spend half of their life making $0 going around fighting for freedom. The other people are stuck in their little thing. They'll lose their whole gig if they go. They'll have to take their vaccine. And so who is the enemy? The American people and the people who have their own independent businesses. Who
That's
are the
right. Non-domesticated humans that are free-range humans. This is all about domesticating us for slaughter.
Exactly. So the enemy of the people is America. That's why we're under attack. American Christians are under attack. Constitutionalist Americans are under attack. And we're under a global attack. Why? Because we're the only thing that is breaking the New World Order, screaming down the track, and there's this little berm called America, and it's like, and it's like, they just want to knock that berm over and just mow down the entire planet. And so everybody who's got a business, gotta go. Anybody who wants free speech, gotta go. Anybody who likes guns, gotta go. James O'Keefe, gotta go. Alex Jones, gotta go. And everyone loves analogies, right? When the Super Bowl's coming up, I got an analogy for everyone here. I got an analogy for all those red-blooded Americans who are going to be sitting there enjoying the Super Bowl like we used to back in the day before the war started, before we were under attack and we could just enjoy our lives, have our barbecue, and play with our children without our boys having dresses on and cutting their dicks off. Okay? So here's what you do. When you're watching the Super Bowl, I want you to imagine that 11 of the players – those are the globalist operators. Those are your little Bill Gateses. Those are your Faucis. And then we got 11 people on our field. That's the Alex Jones. That's the Matt Baker. That's the James O'Keefe. And they're playing this battle for not half of the stadium. They're playing it for the whole stadium, see? So all the people in the crowd, their lives are hinging on what's going on. Now, the problem is the people who are playing on the one side are playing for the people in the skybox, and those are the moneymakers. Those are the globalists. Those are the guys that own the team, see? Their team, Team Evil, Team Enemy America. And the free humanity has our individual players out there. Now, we're in a battle, okay, for the entire stadium. Let's say they all get rounded up. But at the end, we went to a FEMA camp. I guess we lost the game. It didn't work out. No, because the game is rigged, just like it is in a Gladiator. He goes in and he stabs Gladiator in the chest so he can go out and pretend to have his victory. See, Alex Jones goes out, he's slaughtering, he's killing, metaphorically, destroying all of their narratives. And so as they see the game, they're like, oh, we're just playing a game, it's free. And then at the end they go, oh, stab Alex Jones. They slit your throat on Twitter, Elon Musk, shame on you, trying to be Alex Jones. They slit your throat. They slit James O'Keefe's throat. They shut all the Patriots down. And then they go, well, we're all just having a free game. It's a private company. And then when the humanity loses the game, we say, well, it was a fair battle. No! I want you to join the game. Get down on the field. And when those little bastards in the skybox come down to join Fauci and all their little players, they'll have about 30 people on the field. And we will have 7 billion! Get up and do something!
What you just said, stay there, you're on fire, is the George Orwell speech. If we get the general public, the proletarians to wake up, we would win. Absolutely. You're not spectators, you're on the field. There's only 11 globalists. You think of it as they're fighting us that are the well-known people. No, it's all of us. All of you can do what Matt Baker did and go to Pfizer peacefully to expose them. I want to see thousands there this Sunday, 3 p.m. at Pfizer. And Matt, they can go to your Twitter and you'll put out where the event is. People can be there. We all got to pray for James O'Keefe. Be right back. He'll ride shotgun with us to take phone calls. And we'll get you back on, Matt. We'll do like 2-hour podcast.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation.
On your phone
it's
calls.
Alex Jones.
North Stream Pipeline, false flag, all confirmed. And this Friday, 6 p.m. Central, right after the War Room at alexjoneslive.com, Matt Baker will be back on. Sunday, they're going to be there protesting at Pfizer in San Diego, California, peacefully exposing their murderous gain of function and all their admissions of mutating the viruses and everything else. Everybody should be there. Whether it's 100 people or 1,000, it will be massive. Everybody can videotape it, post it everywhere, and take what Matt's done and take it to the next level. Because he already has all these viral clips of city councils and speeches he gives. This needs to go mega viral. What he's done has already gone viral, but we need to have everybody join him. All right, I appreciate Deshaun holding, Dave holding, Tove holding, Scott holding, Marvin, Robert, Steve. We're going to all of you the order received. He's riding the shotgun with us till this hour ends, and Paul Joseph Watson from England takes over the fourth hour of the War Room at 3 p.m. Central with Owen Schroyer. But, Matt, other points you wanted to add before we go to these calls? And what are you going to be talking about with me at 6 p.m. on Friday?
Well, I mean, I just have so many things on this crystallized reality. It's like a fractal. Every part of it is the big picture. It's like you scratch the surface anywhere into this and you get into the whole thing, into the battle between good and evil, into the control versus freedom, into who's running the world, into how they're slitting our throats, how they're pulling off these pipelines and doing all this. It's a new modern form of warfare where they're not coming at you directly. They're actually, it's like in the movie The Matrix, when they actually take one of the players out of The Matrix, they just go up and they pull the plug out of the back of the person's head, and they just go, oh. That's what they're doing to America. They're pulling these plugs. They're pulling the pipelines. Biden shuts down pipelines. They cut them off around the world. They're using...
Yeah, they already shipped the jobs to China. They already created all the regulations, the racial division, and now they're just cutting the power off.
And they're using the war, I believe, I really believe at a higher level on the chessboard, they're using the war for the Great Reset so that each part of the world eventually, as the stakes keep elevating, we're slowly going to be like, then there'll be an excuse for why our pipeline blew up. There'll be an excuse for why our nuclear power plant went down. There'll be an excuse for the cyborg attack. This balloon popping over and you're
and
saying...
They're already blowing up food processing plants every day. They're already, they're putting out poison feed to the chickens. I mean, it's full war.
Exactly. And just before, we'll go into the callers. Trust me, I got mad. I can go on and on and on. But what I really want, a big topic and a big thing I want to say to all the patriots out there is I do believe that there's a new level to the game that they're playing. We always say, oh, we're playing chess, they're playing checkers. But it's not that way anymore. Okay, they are thinking moves ahead, okay? You've got to stop thinking that way. So a lot of times what I've noticed, one of the newest phenomena is what I'm calling conspiracy lures, okay? They know that there's a free-thinking population out there that doesn't buy what they're saying. So they're using these lures. They put them out there like DeMar Hamlin, and they're trying to make people focus on these things, and they'll give you the conspiracy.
100%, that DeMar Hamlin thing is a distraction.
Only to then prove you wrong and make critical thinking the enemy of people. So they go, well, conspiracy theorist is basically a person who looks at what they're being told. They know right off the bat that's a lie. They're smart enough to figure that out. And then they go, well, let's see. Biden said he was going to blow up the pipeline. And a pipeline blew up. Maybe that was Biden. That's a conspiracy theory. So when they call everything a conspiracy theory, that's French for critical thinking. Okay? And what they want to do and put into the mind of the human and the average sheep, as they're starting to wake up and be like, wait, maybe these conspiracy theorists are on something. Maybe critical thinking is a good idea. Then they go, see, they were wrong about DeMar Hamlin. See, they were wrong about this.
Exactly. They jam it with disinfo.
Yeah, and you actually mentioned this before. It was what they do, what Reddit Air used to do with the oil wells, where they'll blow up an oil well to actually put it out. So there'll be a percolating conspiracy theory where we're starting to put two and two together. They throw red meat for the dogs. We go, ah, and then they run away with the chickens on the side.
I mean, WikiLeaks is pedophilia, Aleister Crowley rituals, Obama officials at the meetings. Six-year-olds are ready for you in the bedroom. They're ready for you in the hot tub. They distract to a pizza place and make everybody run to that.
Exactly. And shame, no offense, DeMar Hamlin, you should come out and have a real conference, not one where they have their hand up your ass and they're telling you what to say, okay? I want to know what really happened. After that, no one ever said it was commotio cordis again.
Oh, there's no doubt they're controlling him, and no doubt, but even those videos like, look, no tattoos. You can see he's in dark. You can see the tattoos, and he's alive.
Yes, and I honestly feel like they're doing that on purpose. They're probably make-upping him out and stuff just to add to it. This is what I know for a fact. There's no reason why DeMar Hamlin have to come into that field and do that whole spectacle where you could never see his face and through the window and all
that.
That
was 100%, 100% Pizzagate 2.0. We got to go to the calls, but you're on fire. We'll do 2 hours Friday evening, 6 p.m. Central. Let's do it. All your notes. Be ready, brother. Let's go to calls. Don't go anywhere. We got to go to these calls they've been holding. Deshaun in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I'm going to be brief for a minute, but what's going on is, like I said, with the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, the New World Order has always targeted Germany every time, since World War One to World War Two, and now with this World War Three kicking off, they bring Germany back into it. And what I think they're trying to do is creep birth Hitler out of this Germany thing, but it won't happen.
No, but you're right. The globalists always try to get Germans to fight Russia.
Right, and the point is, the world evolved now, and then due to the internet, they see the whole history of it to where nobody wants to fight. And Russia has every right to invade Ukraine and take it because he's seen us get overthrown. That's why he reacted. If Trump would have stayed in office, he wouldn't be doing this. But he knows U.S. has been overthrown and compromised. And now we got Chinese balloons floating over us, and they're friends with Russia. They're going to be sending Russia the images from Montana, where the silo's at, giving them right to Russia. That's crazy.
I agree, brother. How do we stop it, Deshaun?
Look, the military has been compromised. They're not going to help us at all. They don't know we're in the coup. So we have to, like I said, form militias and arrest every politician. They're all corrupt. They're all unelected. This is the only way we're going to get out of this. But we are in a revolution. And come 2024, you're going to see that we can't pick another president. Because if Trump runs again, they're not going to let him in. And he's going to stand down, and they're going to bring in whoever they want. Or they're going to throw the election and still give it to somebody else besides Trump. Now, we don't know who that is. See, so that's the big problem. We don't know who they got in the background ready to take the place. And then right in front of our face, they're going to do it to us. And they're going to take the election, and they're going to see what we're going to do about it. That's why they've been having this little rebel, the Hamlin, that was all fake. What they're trying to do is wake the people up to their tactics that they're killing us with the virus, and we're just not reacting. I got military choppers right now flying over my head. Right in California, man. They over here daily.
It's crazy, Deshaun. Great points. We're going to go to break. Come right back with everybody else. I promise we'll get to every caller here. Up next when we come back is Dave. But we got a minute to break. What do you want to say about what that caller just said?
Well, I want to go off about the balloon a little bit. And everyone's like, shoot it down, shoot it down. I thought that was the dumbest idea ever. Let's say they wanted a cover for a bioweapon release. They could have just said, oh, it was a balloon. So why wouldn't we, with our skill, have a net and just put some weight on it? This is not a rocket ship. This is a balloon. It uses buoyancy to keep itself up. Attach some ropes to it and weigh it down and land it perfectly and nicely so you can get all the processors and you can get all the connections. You can find out what frequency it's transmitting on. You can find out where it's transmitting. You can find out we might even get some new technology out of it. You never know. Maybe China has some stuff that's ahead of us now. Back in the day, if we would want that for all of the technology, they'd want to know the computer chips. They'd want to know the messaging. They'd want to know the codes. They'd want to know what it's transmitting on. Why don't we want to know that? What's wrong with us?
Well, while I said everyone, that, at 60,000 feet, it's hard to put a net, but you could fire a projectile weapon that's small and just make the balloon leak and drop. I wanted to know what was on that package. I agree with you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Before Paul Joseph Watson takes over, Matt Beggar's our guest. He'll be back with me Friday at 6 p.m. for a special emergency show. I'll do it. It'll be simulcast here. You'll find the live link at alexjoneslive.com. Okay, Tove in Canada, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Yeah. First, I want to give a shout-out to Ronnie James Dio. I loved him as a kid. I think he made a better singer for Sabbath. And hi to Matt. Okay, so what I want to talk about is the ultimate absolute ruler. I don't know if you're familiar with the Stop the World website with David Sorensen, but I always was curious as to who you thought or what you thought was the highest level, you know, like how you have your little management, like your Bill Gates and your Klaus Schwabs and, you know, the Rockefellers at the next level and, you know, so on, the Committee of 300. He seems to think, and it may sound insane, but he seems to think that the absolute rulers are part demonic and part human. Have you ever heard of that?
Well, I mean, we could talk about, is it the Vatican? Is it the, you know, the central banks, the Rothschilds? There's international organizations, the IMF, the World Bank, the Council on Foreign Relations. It's all the same people, and they're the ones setting up policy through the WEF. So you know what they want, and you basically know who they are. There's some old big rich families we don't really see. Absolutely. But, I mean, they're out in the open now. They really aren't even hiding themselves. Matt Baker?
Well, I'll tell you, I've thought about that a lot of times, and I kind of wish that they were aliens at some point in the game, because the idea that our fellow humans is doing this is so painful. To think that they are strangling their own fellow people is more painful than the idea that some alien might come in and just say, oh, well, these guys are just something to harness, you know. Unfortunately, they want to harness our pain, it seems like. And God apparently likes our joy and our families and our truth and our honesty. And I would say, I think it's highly plausible, actually, that there could be some kind of an alien that's what they were talking about as fallen angels. I think it's highly plausible when they talk about back in Babylon and some of the earliest texts ever written say there was aliens, they came down, they messed with their genetic code. I mean, it's all starting to sound a little kind of like today, isn't it? Days of Noah. And so, yeah, it's totally plausible that there could be a few off-world entities that have basically looked for the biggest sellouts on planet Earth. They found out the people with the least amount of soul, the least amount of care, the people who are willing to throw their fellow humans under the bus. They've given them the powers of the banks. The banks have given the power to the oligarchs. The oligarchs have given the power to the commissars. And they've given the power now to big tech and to biopharma with their problem reaction solution to tie humanity up in knots and to put us in a digital gulag.
And they give them the inspiration for all this technology to control us. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave in Colorado. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
I think we really need to slow down. I'm very, very concerned in a positive way. I think your instincts are so right on about we really need to look at Seymour Hersh and who's behind this report. I keep thinking about 20 years ago. When Abu Ghraib came out and Seymour Hersh was all about that, and he was trying desperately to talk to and get the message out that there was a tremendous amount of film footage of U.S. troops gang raping Iraqi children, males. And the media would not allow Hersh to get that message out. They really, and, you know, veteran intelligence professionals for sanity and Ray McGovern and all those people were working with Seymour Hersh trying to really affect the next election, which was George Bush or George W. Bush's second election, and trying to affect history with that information. I think now that same gang, the same people, the really positive people within the government, within the intelligence community, are desperately trying to get this information out that the people who have taken over this country have completely set up. They don't even need it to be a false flag. They're gonna bait Russia into nuking us. It's part of a gigantic, you'd call it a civil war if it wasn't so worldwide. And I think
it's a global crisis to bring in global control. And no, this is a bunch of people in the intelligence agencies, just like they did 50 years ago with Hersh or 60 years ago. This is happening again, and this is confirmed. And it shows how crazy it is. And the CIA, most of them told Biden and Obama not to do it, but they still did. And so that's good news for me right there that there are some sane people in the government. What do you think, Matt Becker?
Well, you know, I don't know much about this Seymour Hersh guy. I'll take it on your word that he's legit. What I do know is when he was talking about whether they need a false flag or a reason to attack or they're going to set up a reason. Another warning I have to everyone is people out there who think that this whole satanic and transgender thing is all fun and games and it's all about thumbing your nose, you know, at the power structure or whatever. I see what they're doing is they're setting America up to be the fall guy.
To be hated worldwide. Yeah, absolutely. America isn't exporting freedom and prosperity. It's exporting Satanism and pedophilia. That's done to discredit us worldwide. Thank you, Dave. Good call. Speak to that.
Yeah, and then when they knock Humpty Dumpty off the wall, like what they did to Hitler back in the day, the history books will say, America was corrupt. America was creating viruses. America descended into the depths of depravity, and the world finally blew them up, and everyone will celebrate and be like, yeah, America's gone, and they'll forget that America was actually supposed to be about freedom, the Constitution, liberty, God, humanity.
I 100% agree. Matt Becker, you've always been smart in the few years I've known you, but you're amazing. What a leader. You're dead on. Scott in Canada, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Thank you for taking my call. spoke to you the other week about Ukraine. You rapidly go into calls that day, and wanted to recommend you have William Benny on the show for predictions and getting.
I've had William Benny on, the former technical director of the NSA, many times, and it'd be great to get him back on.
Absolutely, for this Ukraine situation, because you really helped get upstream from events, and that's what we really need to help stop and rein this whole insane situation in. And for all of them out there listening, I'd love to see the veterans having anti-war rallies. That'd be quite impactful.
What do you think about the situation in Ukraine? How bad is it going to get?
Like I said the other week, I'd only see it escalating more and more, and I totally agree with your statement earlier in the show today where you said that Russia is probably going to put on a big offensive push here real soon before the ground thaws out. And also, a question for you about the pipeline. What do you think of the environmentalism angle instead of from a war footing? Because that's something people can agree upon, especially the flag wearing, the Ukrainian flag waving people. They'll just ignore this issue otherwise. But if we stress the environmentalism issue, I think it might catch on. With
yeah, because they say methane gas or natural gas is bad for the earth, and it'll freak them out. But the left only cares about power from that. But yeah, I appreciate your call. Great points. All right, let's take another call here. Let's talk to Steve in South Carolina. You're on the air on the pipeline, false flag. Go ahead.
God bless you, brother. I had one quick question. Have you ever spoken with Arthur T. Bradley, Ph.D.?
No, but I've heard that name. Tell us about Arthur T. Bradley.
Well, he's, I guess, what you would call an electrical engineer. I believe he still works with NASA. He's very big into his disaster preparedness, and he's wrote, dozens of books on EMP, solar storms, disaster preparedness. And the reason I ask that is because it ties into the pipeline. It's all, how many times have you told us? We're living the New World Order, and they gaslight us. They tell us what they're going to do before they do it. They go ahead and do it. They blame it on Russia. Honestly, my biggest fear as an American, we're going to get hit with an EMP. And people just don't realize how devastating this is going to be. This one
and the whole New World Order crowd, the whole Davos crowd would do it and then blame it on Russia and then have the cake and eat it too. Destroy Russia, destroy us. Great point. Matt Baker, comments on that.
Well, I think a previous caller talking about, and this guy talking about peace, where is the peace movement in America? You know, like, I still feel like I am the traditional, like you say, traditional liberal. They've totally stolen it. These people are not liberal. They're authoritarian scumbags. The peace movement, the environmental movement, they won't say a word about it. And then to get into this EMP, I also see something congruent happening with the chatbot GPT-3 is that they've actually released videos of that chatbot saying, oh, I want to kill humanity. I will do it easily. I'll take out humanity. So they put that out there. So now
the
they
chatbot
also
agrees. Stay there. Back in 2 minutes. Yeah, it's purely programmed. It's their mouthpiece. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.